evening's village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Call our meeting to order. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Is there a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to approve as presented.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. From August 28th through the month of September and possibly into October, the Bay Lake RPC will be treating invasive phragmites again this year. They did it last year, and it'll be being conducted again this year. It'll be done along the Fox River down to the De Pere Dam, along the East River in Alloway and Bellevue. If you have any questions, you can call the information hotline at 920-430-0220. Do we have something like about this on our website? Okay. So we'll check to make sure something's on the website for any questions you might have. Mr. Lang, would you like to make any announcements?
You have the next one.
Okay. I am thrilled to announce. Over the last year or so, we have been working with a company known as Zambaldi Brewery to bring a brewery / tap room into Alloway as part of our comprehensive plan that we conducted in 2015. One of the items that people wanted were places to gather, places like, and it actually had a brew pub or a tap room mentioned. And the village has a 2-acre parcel or thereabouts on Webster Avenue that we have been trying to find a buyer for, and so David and Abby Malcolm have come forth as Zambaldi Brewery. They have great experience at brewing beer and hospitality industry, and as we'll see later on tonight, they're going to develop something very cool. But this announcement is that I am glad to announce that we have signed a developer's agreement with them and an offer to purchase the property. So for a long time, we've been working on that property. Thank you to our staff for working so hard on that. And thank you to David and Abby for wanting to do business in our village. We're looking forward to that. They should break ground in May, I believe, is the goal, right? That's the hope. Mr. Lang, what's up?
Give you an update on where we're at with the Green Avenue pump house. The restrictive covenants are all taken care of. So emails were sent out to 26 individuals that expressed interest in the facility, and we've asked them to respond to the village by September 25th or 26th, so that it could be added to the October 3rd agenda. So long awaited process, and glad it's moving forward. So yep, that'll be coming, hopefully coming to the board October 3rd.
Okay, great. And we thank the 26 email recipients for their patience during this time so that we could do it right. Any other announcements from board members? Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up, sir.
Hello. My name is Eric Berteau. I live at 810 Lime Kiln Road, apartment 6, and I've been a registered parishioner of St. Matt's since 1999 when I first moved here. I've been attempting to purchase the Waterworks pump house for about 3.5-4 years now, and have contacted architects, roof people, contractors of all different sorts, brought this plan to them, which they think is a great plan. My attorney and I have received the historical covenants, thank you very much, and actually have no problem with them. My attorney may have a couple of questions, but I don't see where there was any conflict in my plan or my architect's plan at all. They're currently working on revising our offer to the village and should be getting back to you very soon.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest. Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight on something that's not on this evening's agenda?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the BED committee in charge of pedestrian issues. Once again, for the past couple weeks, I've seen lots and lots of people walking in the street on Webster Avenue, going around cars, or on West St. Joseph Street at Riverside Drive, getting down to the trail, going around the construction cars that are there now. I've seen people in motorized wheelchairs going up and down the road, and they should be there should be a sidewalk there, and the original plan was for an arboretum trail. And my understanding is that the difference between a trail and a sidewalk is a trail is about 8 feet to 12 feet wide and has a shoulder. A sidewalk doesn't. A sidewalk is 7 feet or less. So that's kind of my understanding of the difference between a trail and a sidewalk. The plan was, through the corridor study, we were supposed to connect the East River Trail and the Fox River Trail with the Arboretum Trail. And that's not going to happen, at least not in the foreseeable future. That was deleted by the Public Works Department when they decided that they wanted to look at redoing the sidewalks on Webster Avenue by the McDonald's instead of West St. Joseph Street, where the new planned development district is. State law says that all planned development districts are required to have pedestrian plans. I was told that there is no pedestrian plan for that, that at some point, maybe in the future, but there's nothing on the budgets in the next 5 to 8 years from the village to put that in, to put a sidewalk in, and that is in the TIF district. So that planned development district should have been required to have a sidewalk at least, and if the developer wasn't going to pay for the sidewalk, the people of Alloway are going to have to pay for that. But more importantly, come winter time, there's old people who are going to be walking, and they're going to need to not be in the street. They're going to need to be someplace safe. And then kids who are going into those apartments are going to need to get to school. And you're going to make them walk on a busy street up a hill in the middle of winter to get to school. And nobody's done that since everybody's grandparents walk to school uphill in the winter both ways. So that's what I'm asking, is to make sure that all future PDDs have pedestrian accommodations as required by state law, and that you move forward with getting in a sidewalk, at least a sidewalk, if not a trail, on West St. Joseph Street as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you.
Just as a side note to any of our guests here or may watch this online or whatever, there is a sidewalk on the south side of that street that goes about halfway down. So there are some accommodations at this point. It's not that there are none on that whole street.
I don't think so.
And any other comments?
I just have a couple of corrections. To say that that the Department of Public Works has deleted that project from its books, and its plan is not true. We do intend, and we're dealing with semantics, so I'll use the word intend. We have every intention of connecting the Fox River Trail and the East River Trail with an Arboretum Trail, and we're very excited about that. It just hasn't been done. But the intention is to have that happen, and to tell you when, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, sooner better than later. To say that there is nothing in the next 8-year budget for us to include sidewalks is true, because we don't have an 8-year budget. We have an annual budget. And it wasn't in this year's budget, and whether or not it's in next year's, we'll see. And I invite you, Mr. O'Rourke, if it is state law that you have sidewalks in a PDD, I'm inviting you to present that information at some point in time to our staff so we can look into that. Is there anyone else who would like to join us this evening and talk about something that's not on the agenda?
Well, I have a concern. I'm a neighbor.
Come on up, sir.
Okay.
Please give us your name and address.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to quit bothering you people pretty soon.
Please don't.
So, I have a concern. I'm a neighbor.
Your name?
16, Don Johnson.
Thank you, Don.
1622 Rustic Oaks Court, and I'm right behind the new proposed brewery.
Yep.
Okay, right down the hill. Okay.
And are you here to talk about that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're going to talk about that later in the agenda.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. So if you could hold your comments until then.
I can, certainly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none. I will move on to 4B, where I thank everyone who's not here normally for being here tonight. We'd like to have you. Item 5, discussion action on the Green Bay Correctional Institution update. As many of you know, Representative David Steffen has submitted a bill or proposed a bill, Assembly Bill 292, early in the budget process, and the proposal was to close the Green Bay Correctional Institution, sell the land to a developer, and to build another facility. The initial proposal was in a county adjacent to Brown County. Since then, a lot of activities taken place. Many counties and municipalities have said they want the prison built in their location. And a lot of discussion had been had. This board supported it. And it was presented in two ways. It was presented as a standalone bill to go through the legislature, and it was submitted as a budget item for this upcoming budget to be considered. The reason it was included in as a budget discussion is because there was a line item in the governor's budget for $22 million to be invested into the 119-year-old GBCI facility. And Representative Steffen was trying to save the $22 million. It did not get considered for the budget. The Joint Finance Committee did not discuss it last Monday when they talked about building issues. And the biggest pushback I got from elected officials when asked to support it was that the governor had proposed, or in the governor's budget, it was proposed to do a $600,000 study of the entire correction system across the state, because there are other facilities that are in bad shape. My retort to that was, you can do both, but they didn't agree. So the budget is, as it's being presented by Joint Finance and the governor's office, is to include a $600,000 study, which would tell us across the system what kind of resources are needed, and so I applaud that effort. However, the governor's budget also approved $22 million in spend to the Green Bay Correctional Institution over the next 2 years. I find that frustrating, but that's what was approved. So I'm disappointed we didn't go through. However, the good news is there's still a bill going through. And so we still have time to work with our elected officials and create awareness, create support, and hope that the legislature comes through on what I consider to be a fiscally responsible project. I put this up for discussion and or action. So if any board members are interested in sharing any thoughts, concerns, recommendations, I am open to them. Today I just put out a Facebook post announcing the same thing, and someone commented on my post saying, the only reason you want this is because Alloway can, you want it for Alloway to develop that property. And my response was, as a state taxpayer, I'm excited about saving the state $150 million over the next 10 years, which the proposal had. As a Brown County resident, I'd be excited to have an additional $3 million in property tax revenue that a new prison could provide. And then as a Brown County resident, I'd be supportive of a new development on the current property of the prison that's estimated somewhere to be around $80 million, or potential $80 million. If we had an $80 million development on that property, that would mean $140,000 per year for our schools. It would mean $366,000 a year per year for the county, and it would mean $577,000 per year for the village of Alloway. So I said, yes, as a resident of Alloway and the village president, I'd be very excited to be able to have that property developed. No comments? None needed. But I would like to make a proposal or ask your opinion. Just to continue our support, and because I'm concerned about us spending $22 million on a 119-year-old facility, even though a small portion of that, maybe $1 million, is to be this year to do the design, I have a concern over spending $1 million. So I would like to recommend that this board send a letter to the governor's office, to the Department of Corrections secretary, and our elected officials, asking them to do everything they can to hold back on spending any money on that project until either the study is complete or until the bill passes through its normal process.
Can't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll make that motion then. Do I have a second, Trustee Darby?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion?
One of the issues I know that they're trying to, or that's included in part of that plan, is to have a private developer build the new prison and rent it back to the state or whatever.
Yep.
And I would just encourage the state to continue to look at those options, and also look at the option of state owning the facility as we do now. So there are pros and cons to both. So I would support looking at all those options going forward.
Thank you. And I think that's the purpose of the whole study, mm-hmm. which what I would support. We're not opening the floor, Mr. O'Rourke. Any other discussion?
I think just that if the figure that you referenced of $577,000, I think ballpark of what we as a village spend on road repair every year is about $500,000. Mm-hmm. So, albeit it would take some time to get the development established for all of that revenue to be coming in, that's the kind of effect it could have for the village,
yep.
is it would open up that much more as a percentage of our operating income each year.
Yep. Yeah, and it's, believe me, I know, I'm sure going through a state budget and preparing a state budget is not easy. Right? You've got people coming from all over. So I respect the fact that they chose to let this go through its traditional process of a bill and to do a study. We did a study in 2009, and that was a 10-year study. But so we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Brad, could you draft that letter? Thanks. No, sir. We're not opening the floor right now.
hoping that I'd be able to speak on the items that are on the agenda. It's not that agenda item.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to talk about Zambaldi's, yeah. So, no, you weren't told about that. But thank you. Action item number 6, resolution 2017-29, thanking Lisa Smet for her years of service on the Plan Commission. The resolution is as reads. Be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Lisa Smet for serving on the Plan Commission since April 19, 2016, and to honor Ms. Smet with a resolution and certificate of recognition of her excellent service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board, the Village of Alloway, this 5th day of September 2017. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Is Lisa here this evening? I think not. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, Lisa. Action item number 7, action regarding a request from Heritage Hill State Historical Park to move the migrant home from outside the village limits to Heritage Hill State Historical Park. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Trevor, would you like, do you have this on PowerPoint by any chance, or so the folks in the audience can see? For the folks in the audience, there is a home to a migrant family that's been up in Oconto County, and a gentleman who lived there as a little boy and worked the farms, I believe, donated to Heritage Hill, I'm guessing. But Heritage Hill would like permission to move that facility, which is, the story is pretty neat, 14 by 7, I want to say. It's 24 by 14, shared by his mom, his dad, and 13 brothers and sisters. So those of us who think our homes aren't big enough, think again. But our ordinance doesn't allow just moving a new building into the village without approval, and so we are here tonight to talk about that approval. But just wanted to give you a little background. It's very interesting. So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Trustee Genrich.
Mr. President, I think it's a great project, but I'm going to abstain from the voting since I'm on the Heritage Hill Board of Directors.
Okay.
So it's probably in everybody's best interest that I not vote.
Noticed. Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes with one abstention. Action item number 8, action regarding scheduling a public hearing for a conditional use request for Mowen Associates to construct apartments on 3010 Riverside Drive, southwest of Green Bay Correctional Institution, main entrance. Brad or Trevor, would you like to give a little?
Sure. This is, as you said, this is a 36-unit apartment development request. For the current vacant lot just north of the Willowbrook building on Riverside Drive there. And it's allowed under C Professional Office Residence District, its current zoning, through a conditional use. And our conditional use process spells out specific standards to put in place in order to allow for certain uses. Provide those standards in your packet, but really tonight it's just accepting the Plan Commission's recommendation and whether or not you want to schedule a public hearing for this. Because of state noticing requirements, we have to schedule a hearing 15 days at minimum schedule a hearing 15 days prior to our meeting, so the earliest one you could schedule would be for October 3rd.
Okay.
So the Plan Commission reviewed this at last week's meeting and recommended approval on the condition of a fence along the northern portion, and there's one other right in there, and the stormwater, yeah. Right. And additional parking.
Okay.
You can also request additional information if you choose. More information should be provided by the October 3rd meeting, because this will also have to go through site plan and design review as well.
Okay. Thank you. So I have a motion on this item. Trustee Genrich.
I move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussions or questions for Trevor?
Not so much questions. You know, the Plan Commission last week, there was quite the discussion. It went on for quite a period of time, lots of questions. I think there's some legitimate concerns about the topography there and the wetlands and all those other things. But the developer, as well as his engineer, you know, vowed to answer any and all questions about that. They're talking about trail access, and there are some concerns about are there too many units for the size of the property, but all that I think will be sorted out in the engineering process and all the rest. So I think it's a potentially a good project. And again, the Plan Commission really did cover all the bases on that, I think, up to this point. So.
And regarding the trail access, where is the direct trail access that they were talking about?
They were talking, so this is currently the regional stormwater pond we have on Riverside Drive.
Yep.
With Fox River in right here. They were talking paving a portion right here, and then this is currently gravel, but paving this as well, and then connecting it with Fox River Trail right there.
So they're proposing that they would pave that as well?
Correct. The concerns from the residents and neighboring property owners was potential increased traffic cutting through this individual's property, the limited amount of parking, and then the inability to have on-street parking that other apartment complexes currently are able to utilize. And then potentially having, when this, there's a sidewalk on Riverside Drive, when this road is reconstructed, there could potentially be pedestrian traffic this way, so this connection might not be totally needed, but paving this portion would definitely be beneficial.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this? Oh, you motioned.
I have some comments.
Please do.
The Plan Commission was concerned about parking, but if you look at the layout there, you'll see the garages. There's also garages that are in the buildings. So there's a garage for each unit in the building, plus a garage behind the building. So there's two parking stalls. But more of the question was, where are visitors going to go? Mm-hmm. There's no side streets. There's no place for anyone to park. And the neighbor was concerned that people will be parking in their business to get there. So there was a lot of discussion on the parking and how to get more parking into the facility.
And did the Plan Commission feel as though there was space for that to happen?
They did not come up with a design idea for it. They just like that looked at.
Good point.
And under the the standards, that is one of the things to be considered. If it's approved or not approved, is C, under the 475-58 standards, adequate facilities, access roads, drainage, parking, and any other necessities. So it was drainage and parking, and like Jim said, they did say that they could work out the drainage issues.
Okay. Nice.
And I guess it would be a matter of opinion if that is adequate parking.
And I also saw, following up on that, that their surface parking is planned for the visitors near the northern boundary of the site. So that the additional parking for people who would be using the trail as well.
Yeah, there's 9 spots, that's it.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion? Mr. Harris.
With regard to the parking, is that the extra 9 spots, they're doing 2 per unit, and then the extra 9 spots, is that what gets them up to the 2.28?
Yes.
Okay. And if we allowed that level or below that level before, but it tied in with off-street parking, that's my assumption.
I think it's 2 that you need, isn't it, Trevor?
That's my understanding, is that that was the threshold for the low end, but you've got off-street in the area.
Right, there's no place here, which is a little bit different.
And then, with that being at the Planning Commission meeting, the property immediately to the west, that's not owned by the potential developer?
You're talking about this area?
Yes.
That's actually owned by Willowbrook.
Okay.
Opposite.
Okay, and then where is the cell tower easement?
So the cell tower is here, that the flagpole.
Ah, okay,
and,
thank you.
So they have the existing driveway right there that they would maintain.
Thank you.
Good questions. Any other discussion?
Has the fire department already looked at this?
They have looked at the fire department has not looked at this. They'll be in discussions through the site plan and design review. However, Mount Associates has considered the turning radius specs for the fire trucks.
Okay, go ahead.
Any other discussion? So we're voting on whether or not to schedule a public hearing. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. More development in the Village of Alloway. I like that. Potentially. Action item number 9. Schedule a public hearing for rezoning of parcels AL44. AL44-1 and AL45, located at 1649 1677 South Webster Avenue, legally described as PRT PC 12 Ecom, intersection S Line and E Line, South Webster Avenue, North 26, 16 feet 30 inches east, 181.47, to begin contiguous North 26, 1630. Boy, this gets long. East 168-53, South 64E, 250 feet, S26, 1630 West, 167.88, FTN 64.9 West, 250 foot to begin, North 121.47, FT as South 181.47, Wisconsin or W250, the east of Webster Avenue of PC 12E and S 60 feet of West 250 east of Webster of PC 12E from village owned to commercial. Would anyone like to take a test on that?
Could you repeat that, please?
Please. So now that we all know what we're talking about, basically we're looking to rezone the properties on Webster Avenue, the old Village Hall property, from government to commercial. Correct? We need a public hearing for that. Do I have a motion on that item?
I'll make a motion to schedule a public hearing.
Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? So this is where Zambaldi's Brewery is going to go, folks. The plan is.
Minus one parcel.
There's a small parcel that will not be included. Trustee Green.
Well, and that's one of my questions. Is that small parcel, Trevor, is anything able to go on that parcel and meet commercial needs? Because one of my questions is that small little strip, should we leave it out and leave it as government? Has anything got to have a PDD overlay? But if it has a PDD overlay, it still has to go over commercial, being on Webster. So I just, that little, the little strip we're not doing, I just have a question on that one.
Sure. I believe the commercial setbacks are 6 feet per side yard, so it would still allow for roughly 40-foot wide building. So it would be a small building whenever it go on there. With the sale of the two parcels to the north, we did create a shared ingress-egress easement with those property owners. So they would be
with the
use,
third parcel.
Right. So the third southern parcel, and for the residents and tenants, this one right here, that they would be able to share that entrance with the brewery, and that way they wouldn't have to take up some of their frontage with an access point. And then at the time of sale, the vote stones, it's at the time of sale that we could make certain requirements on, or conditions on the sale.
And we still retain that right?
Correct.
Since we own it, okay.
This would be similar to process we were going through with that Mayflower development on Riverside Drive.
Okay.
And that strip is adjacent to the Santa Fe salon or whatever?
Yeah, right.
Regarding what you just said about the greenhouse, that went through the PDD process because they wanted constructive materials that we didn't allow for in the commercial, traditional commercial, right?
That's correct.
So on this parcel, if they fell within all of the guidelines that we have and they built, wanted to build a building, is there anything we could do?
I think you could not sell it to them.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my...
Okay. Any other discussion on that item? Trustee Green?
Okay. As long as we can... Because it's an odd little parcel.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we still have...
control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we did at the other two, nothing different.
Okay. And if staff says that's okay, that's the case, we have a motion and a second.
Trustee. Do you want to suspend the rules? Or
oh, I'm sorry. Come on up, sir. Oh, okay. Can we have the motion to suspend the rules?
Do we have to vote first?
What?
Do we have to vote first?
Or no. I'm going to suspend the rules. So, Trustee Genrich, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Motion seconded by?
I'll second.
To suspend the rules. Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. My apologies.
Do I need to state my name, address again?
I would appreciate that, sir.
Don Johnson.
Thank you, Don.
1622 Rustic Oaks Court.
Thank you, Don.
Directly behind the proposed brewery.
Okay.
Okay. I do have a couple of... First of all, I'd like to thank Alloway, the village board, the trustees and stuff, for all of the work and stuff that they've put into looking into this brewery. And making sure, and I can't say enough about the proposed new owners or the builders that are going ahead with this project. They seem very concerned with us neighbors.
Yep.
I did have a couple issues, and this is probably going to be the last time we get to speak on them. One would be, how hard would it be, just a suggestion that, would it be possible to drop the speed limit to 25 miles per hour from Alloway Avenue to the Green Bay city limits? There are little kids, little girls, and little boys that are walking down the sidewalk there with their papers in their hands and stuff, and we're getting more and more traffic all the time. I've run Webster Street for 25 years. I'm a runner, marathoner, that sort of thing. Okay. So I use it daily. And I see these little kids, and if their papers blow out of their hands and they go out in the street, I mean, that's not a good thing.
Okay.
Okay. Second of all, in a perfect world, what's a perfect world? If the utilities in that area were buried, so that you weren't looking at telephone poles, hanging wires, cable wires, that sort of thing, if they were buried, in a perfect world, that would happen.
Okay. You are correct.
Okay, you guys get my grip?
I share your...
Okay. And the third concern that I have is, when you look at all of the properties in the area, with the exception of the subway building, they all have gabled roofs, sir, or board. Okay? Mr. Schrader's greenhouse, Woodlawn Cemetery, where they hold their ceremonies, Santa Fe Beauty Salon. The three of us neighbors are backed up to the new proposed property. The bank. Even the bank's garage has a gable roof. Okay. The proposed building, do we have?
I can pull it.
Anyway, it's a flat prairie style building. It's a beautiful building. Mm-hmm. But I'm not seeing any gables on it. I'm not seeing any pitch. Now, is it possible to ask them or the architects to put even a slight false facade on the front of it to catch up with the neighborhood? Be consistent. See that? Okay, can I point this out?
Sure.
All the buildings in the area, folks, have some kind of...
Yep.
Design, okay? P.
Okay.
And so, would the board be mindful of that when you make your vote or whatever, to take that into consideration? Doesn't have to be a, you know, full roof. Mm-hmm. Even a false kind of a slight adjustment.
Okay.
Would be in more keeping with the neighborhood, I think, personally. Thank you for your time, everyone. I'm really looking forward to this happening.
Well, thank you, Don.
They've been very gracious to listening to all of our concerns, and thank you, folks.
Thank you. Thanks for being here tonight.
Number 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'd like to see the entire parcel be developed. I'd hate to see the village stuck with a small orphan property for another 10, 15, 20 years that never gets developed. So as long as you're doing a planned development district instead of just a straight rezoning, I would like to see him, the village just give him that land and let him develop it appropriately. If that's going to be the new city center, which is the village is going to spend $1 million redoing the sidewalks there to make it a new city center, there should be some public space, and he should be given a little bit of a freedom and some free green space to make it more attractive for everybody. I'm concerned that it's going to be a tap room instead of a brew pub. Very small difference between the two of them, but there apparently is a difference. Zoning allows a brew pub. Zoning doesn't allow a tap room, so I think that the PDD is circumventing the zoning code. So the zoning code either needs to be changed or something needs to be done, or he needs to make it a brew pub instead of a tap room. Very small, you know, I think it's just a more of a restaurant thing as a brew pub than a tap room, but those just little things, and that's why we have a zoning code. And so I'd like to either see it zoned properly or do the full PDD and make it more attractive and have a little bit of green space in there. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, regarding your comments, dropping the speed limit, I think this board is always in favor of trying to do that. It's a county road, so we have a challenge with that, just to let you know. Not that we can't try, right?
May I point out, I've been to like two other board meetings some years ago, and I tried to get them to lower the speed limit, and to no avail. So.
And then on the regarding your perfect world with utilities being buried, I know there's been discussions to have that, and in meetings coming up in the not too distant future, we'll be talking about the vision for Webster, hopefully with wider sidewalks and terraces
for safety reasons as well. And then the gable roofs, we can surely pass that on to the proposed owners. But tonight's, and there will be another opportunity to talk, because what we're doing is scheduling a public hearing for that. Correct, Mr. Lang? Correct. So we have a motion on that.
Move to take up the rules.
Oh, thank you, Trustee Second. Harris. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, we have a motion on the item?
Yes, we do.
Yep, yep. And it was seconded. So, any other discussion?
I have to agree with Mr. O'Rourke on the green space right through there, and Zimbaldi, they had a great plan with the whole thing, so, you know, we consider that as it goes forward, because that's all still on the table, but something to think about.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Public hearing is scheduled for, when will that be, Trevor?
October 3rd.
For October 3rd. Action item number 10.
Mr. President, I just realized we have somebody here from Heritage Hill. I don't know if anybody wanted him to provide a little extra information. We've already covered the topic, but if anybody has any questions on that subject, Nick Backhouse is here from Heritage Hill. If they want to come forward and give us 2 cents worth.
Can we suspend the rules?
Yes.
Do I have a motion? Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Hi, Nick.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Little background on the project. Potentially a migrant house that's currently located in Oconto County, which was at one point part of the Bond, what's called the Bond Village, which was to picking migrant workers that would live in this one house, one of many. It's actually in jeopardy of being lost, and the park is currently entertaining the thought of bringing it to Heritage Hill. And the structure itself is about 14 feet by 24 feet, very low roof profile. And we have a bid from Bain House Movers to relocate it to the park. And the park's intention would be, if this goes forward, would be to store it temporarily behind our restoration center.
Okay. Any questions for Nick? Well, sir, you'll be glad to know that we already voted on it and it was approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay. Do I have a motion to pick up the rules, Trustee Atwood? Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Green. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are back to action item number 10, action regarding scheduling a public hearing. Nope, we're done with that.
No, we still need to do
not
it.
Nope,
we still have to do it. Schedule a public hearing for final approval of request from Zimbaldi Brewery for a planned development district on parcels AL-44 and AL-44-1, located at 1649 South Webster Avenue. I have a motion on that item, Trustee Green.
So moved. So
thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
And that would be October 3rd as well?
Correct.
We have lots of hearings on October 3rd. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 11. If there's no opposition, we'll take it. 11A through D. Do I have a motion on this item?
I move to approve.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 12, under reports discussion, 2017 certified local government grant for the nomination of the Robinson Hill Historic District and Roger Minahan House to the National Register. Mr. Trevor.
All right, so we're just moving forward. As you recall, last year we decided to apply for a grant for the Robinson Hill Historic District. There are three districts that were identified in our 2012 intensive survey report of the village. One being Miramar is up for a review by the State Historic Board of Review on December 1st. And then there'll be a public meeting here at the Village Hall October 10th, I believe. But so Robinson Hill is the second, would be the second of the three districts to be nominated. So last year we applied for the grant. We didn't receive it. There are a number of reasons for that. One, we received the grant the year before. The second one is the state is only has $100,000 to allocate to these projects for the state every year. And so they rank their projects top priorities, intensive surveys. Second is districts, and then third is individual listings. There were quite a few of intensive survey projects last year, and so that was another reason why we weren't funded. So I reached back out to the property owners. They're still interested. The state that said that's all we had to do. Reached out to different consultants to get estimates. Came in right about where they were at last year with a little bit of inflation. And so the idea right now is to then submit a letter of intent and then for the district plus one individual listing for the grant. And then in November, we officially apply for the grant. So,
can you repeat
all that?
Yeah. Thank you. Any questions for Trevor on that?
These tax credits could be potentially negatively affected by the budget and the discussion of reducing that total number? Or is that a different category?
They could be. Want to say that I don't know if that's just for commercial properties or if it's for residential included, but I know they're talking about putting a cap on $10 million to the historic tax credits and giving priority to those that created jobs.
Okay. Wouldn't that be different? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just wait and see. Right.
But that's for creating jobs, so that must be separate than residential properties.
Yeah, I want to say it's separate.
Because if they limit it to that, that means there's no money. And isn't that a federal program for the tax credits for residential properties?
You're right. So for commercial, they're both federal government funds residential and commercial, and then the state kicks in a little extra for the commercial.
Yeah. Right. So I think that's a federally funded program. Yeah. Any other questions for Trevor?
Just one, when you reference the one additional property, will that be included in the total dollars that are allocated, or will that one additional property require additional funds?
We'll apply for it all at one time.
Okay.
Yeah, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Very good. Any other questions, comments, discussion? Hearing none, thank you. We will move on to item number 13. Second quarter building permit report. Tell us the good news.
So, as you can expect, residential building permits are up from last quarter. That's just a seasonal thing. Commercial building permits are a little lower than last quarter, but are still relatively high. And both numbers are up if you look at the year-to-year average, so we're still doing good. Commercial dipped a little bit, but that's I think that's just
from last quarter, you mean.
Right.
And next quarter it's going to bloom, so
right.
what was the number for commercial?
For this quarter, commercial was $6.5 million. Last quarter is 8.2.
Excellent.
Any questions for Trevor on that?
How many new houses this quarter?
Good question.
I don't have the number of houses. I think this year we added 4 houses to the village.
And then we've got a couple going in.
The permit number is 776,553 were this quarter, and then last quarter was approximately 490,000 awesome. Building permits. So that's sorry, I should clarify. That's not what we're taking in. That's added value.
Yeah.
That's estimated value.
Sweet. Go back to work. Any other questions? Okay. Item number 14. Any future agenda items? Trustee Harris.
I was just wondering, maybe at a future meeting we could get an update on the progress, or if there's a projected completion date for the apartment complexes at the corner of Riverside and St. Joseph.
I do have Mr. Garrett coming in on October 3rd.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, show up, everyone, on October 3rd. It's a busy night.
Also, progress on the property to be raised on Webster, the shop property. Anything with that?
It was filed at circuit court. So there is a restraining order. We have not been served the restraining order yet. I had conversations with Attorney Gaz earlier this evening, and he will be going to the courthouse to find out where it's at. So,
so we'll put that on a future agenda.
Yeah,
October 3rd.
October 3rd. We got nothing going on that week.
Okay. Would anyone else like to add anything to the October 3rd agenda? Sure.
And on the September 19th agenda is when Grave will be coming in to talk about the Webster Avenue, the sidewalk, streetscape, all that other stuff. So.
Bearing the utilities.
So, Mr. Johnson, you want to be at our next village board meeting?
Come on the 19th.
The 19th of
September.
Thank you.
2 weeks from today. Anything else on a future agenda item? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Hope you enjoyed yourself and look forward to seeing you on September 19th.